What's the Trumpeter Swan's favorite song?
I don't know.
Hotel California.
Why?
Because they're big fans of the Eagles.
This is the Exploring the National Parks podcast with Dirt in My Shoes. My name is Ash, and I'm a former park ranger and the founder of Dirt in My Shoes. I think that the parks are best seen from the trail, and I'm here to make national park trip planning easy.
And I'm John. I carry the kids on the trails, I tell stories, and notice all the things that Ash doesn't care about much, like birds.
Join us as we show you around America's spectacular national parks.
We're sharing our favorite places, fun facts, adventures, and misadventures.
And we'll even throw in a little trip planning.
Let's start exploring!
It's that time of year when it's time to start thinking about Yellowstone.
Yes, I love Yellowstone so much.
I'm like, okay, it's the spring. Which means it's almost the summer, which means we need to go to Yellowstone.
Exactly.
So we've been thinking about it a lot. And today, because we already have, if you haven't listened to our other episodes about Yellowstone, we have one all about exploring Yellowstone, all the different places, our favorite things, all that.
Right.
Plus, we have a fun facts episode, which is all the cool stuff that you'll want to know about Yellowstone before you go.
Right.
But today, why not talk about all the amazing wildlife that you will see in this park?
Just the wildlife. Focusing just, it's incredible. It's the North American safari.
It is.
I will never not think that about Yellowstone. I just want to get into like one of those epic Land Rovers and just have my binoculars the whole time.
Yeah.
It's just so cool.
Yeah, there are people who do that, I think. At least in the Lamar Valley, which we'll talk about.
Yes.
But you can take it very seriously
yes.
in this park, that's for sure.
Which we do. We're serious about wildlife in Yellowstone.
We are now, but we didn't always used to be.
Right.
We used to not pay as much attention, I think. I mean, like, I didn't even go to the Lamar Valley in Yellowstone, like, my first, I don't know, 10 times going to Yellowstone.
Because
it's so far north, like, and we visited Yellowstone all the time, but, like, for some reason, we just never made it up there.
Well, your family is so Grand Teton-oriented that it's hard for me to imagine really getting beyond that lower loop.
Yeah.
We also have some friends that all they do is the Lamar Valley. All they do is the upper loop, and they never make it to the lower loop.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
we took them around the lower loop last year, and they were like, we've never seen these spots.
They have a cabin right by Yellowstone.
So
it was pretty darn funny. But Yellowstone is so big. There's like micro cultures within Yellowstone visitation. I don't know. It's like people that just do the north, people that just do the south, you know.
Some people that just drive through, people that just do the long hikes and get away from everybody.
Some people that are just there for fishing at, you know, Yellowstone Lake or something like, or along the rivers. There's tons of fishing.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Wildlife is everywhere in Yellowstone.
Yes.
That's the moral of the story from this episode.
Yeah.
I was like listing off our favorite spots and like the stuff you'll see. And I'm like, well, really, you could see it anywhere. There's not really like one spot, but there is kind of just one spot. So just a friendly reminder that when you are in Yellowstone, do not be foolish with the wildlife. Do not get too close. Please don't.
Right.
Do you know how many news stories come out of Yellowstone every summer?
How many statistics from, you know, the CDC tracking people that have been unsafe with wildlife?
Please don't be those people. 25 yards for pretty much everything. 100 yards away for bears and wolves.
Yes.
So don't forget that.
Don't be a statistic.
Let's talk about our top spots in Yellowstone for seeing wildlife.
Okay. Before we do that, I have to announce something to Ash that she doesn't know about.
Okay.
So I was thinking about this episode, and I was thinking how I call it the North American Safari. And that automatically took me to one of my favorite rides, maybe not like the funnest ride, but like a classic ride that is just really fun. What's the word when you like think about things from your past? What's that word? Starts with a...
Remember?
almost like river. Nostalgia.
Oh.
Nostalgia. Okay.
It's a nostalgic ride.
It's a nostalgic ride for me at Disneyland, and it's the Jungle Cruise.
That one was, oh yeah, I don't like that one very much.
It's probably, maybe it's not nostalgic. Listen, for some people.
No, the last time we went on the Jungle Cruise was at Disney World, and we had just gone to Everglades. And Everglades, I would also say, just behind Yellowstone for wildlife.
Yes. Right?
Our top two, Yellowstone and Everglades. So we saw all this cool stuff at Everglades, alligators, crocodiles, just like so many birds, manatees, all this stuff. And then we get to Disney World and we're doing the Jungle Cruise and everything's animatronic and it's all like, you know, and our kids are like, Mom, this isn't real. And I was like, it sure is not.
I'm so glad you noticed that, child.
We were so disappointed after actually going on a Jungle Cruise, basically, in Everglades, and then going to the fake one, and we're like, what is this?
Yes. So that being said, it was, so that's a ride that I have some nostalgia for, because I remember going on that ride, and that was like the first elephant that I'd ever seen.
But it's not real. So I don't think it counts.
It totally counts. It was awesome. And the hippos, and there's a lot of the crocodiles. It's a fun ride. That being said, I'm not here to talk about real versus animatronic or, you know.
But Yellowstone, it's all real.
It's all real.
That's what makes it so cool.
Yes. But one of my favorite things about the Jungle Cruise ride is that the driver of the boat, the captain that takes you on the Jungle Cruise, there's so many just dad joke puns.
Yeah. Oh no, are we doing this?
This
oh,
is
no.
So I was thinking that while we go around the park, I would treat this like the Jungle Cruise in Disneyland or Disney World and just offer a few puns and jokes along the way, but in a specific way. That way, this isn't just me making my own dumb jokes. I'm actually competing against something. So we really like the show The Office. And there's an episode of The Office where Dwight Schrute competes against the computer or the website. And so I went on ChatGPT and I had ChatGPT make a bunch of wildlife jokes. And I made my own wildlife jokes. And then you get to choose, Ash, and you at home too, you can decide which one did a better job. Which one has the best joke for bears or moose or whatever.
All right.
Are you up for this,
Here
Ash?
Here we go. My least favorite ride at Disneyland.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So back to what I was saying about the top three spots that we like to see wildlife in Yellowstone.
Yes.
There's one spot that is just like unmatched. And the other two are afterthoughts, okay?
Yeah.
So top spot is the Lamar Valley.
Yes, it is. It's where you can see the furthest. And it's the widest expanse of like grassland for all types of big game.
But it's crazy because you drive through the Lamar Valley and it's like, there's something, there's something, there's something. Oh, now we have to stop because there's a whole herd of, you know, bison coming across the road. And oh, there's that. And oh, look over there. You know, like it's just like we've had so many cool experiences in the Lamar Valley just driving through it and looking for wildlife.
Right.
Exactly. So if wildlife is important to you, then you have to plan in time for the Lamar Valley.
Yeah.
You have to.
Absolutely.
Behind that one, the next kind of best spot is the Hayden Valley. A lot of people will talk about the Hayden Valley as being great only because they did not take the time to go up to the Lamar Valley, okay?
Judging on a bell curve.
No. Okay. So Hayden Valley is, it's much more within the main stuff of Yellowstone. So it's south of Canyon Village, kind of around the Fishing Bridge area, down by Mud Volcano, like kind of all that area is part of the Hayden Valley. And we see pretty solidly only one animal here, which is buffalo. We have seen some other stuff. There are some other animals here. People tend to get really excited about the Hayden Valley, but honestly, like the Lamar Valley is so much better in my opinion.
I love the Lamar Valley. And the forests in Yellowstone are so thick that really the only places that you can see the wildlife are kind of in some of the meadowy areas. And the Hayden Valley is one of them. And the Lamar Valley is, it's just 50 times bigger. And so that's why you can see so much there.
50. But, we don't know for sure, but...
probably. But little known fact, Ash, did you know that Yellowstone is Garth Brooks' favorite national park?
Is it?
Yeah. He loves visiting Yellowstone because he's got so many friends in Buffalo places.
That's so bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and why did the buffalo start a band in Yellowstone? Because he heard there were some Rocky Mountains to jam with.
Oh. Do I choose a favorite?
Well, yeah. Which one was better?
I think the first one.
That was me.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Nice.
Gotcha, ChatGPT.
The third spot, you can see wildlife. The Madison River area, I think, is the other, like, really solid. And like I said, you can see wildlife all over Yellowstone. But we consistently see stuff as we're driving between West Yellowstone and Madison.
Mm-hmm.
When you're coming in the park that way, that stretch, like, you can almost always guarantee a sighting of something.
Right. That's also probably where there's one of the greatest possibilities for traffic jams.
Yes.
In that area, because... as we talked about, I think in the Exploring Yellowstone episode, that's where you get to see the Great One Buffalo.
Yep. There's the Great One Buffalo along the Madison River.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So those are kind of the top three. But really, if wildlife is important to you, you really want to see it while you're there, do yourself a favor and just plan in some time to go to the Lamar Valley. Let's talk about what you can see in Yellowstone.
Yes.
And cue all the dad jokes.
Yes.
John, I feel like you jumped the gun, but let's talk about buffalo.
Oh, don't worry. I have a few more.
Okay.
I have a couple extras here. Don't you worry about that.
Okay, so buffalo, you really will see these everywhere.
Yeah, it's true.
Pretty much.
You can see them in almost all of the geyser areas. You'll see them at the north. You'll see them in all of the valleys. It's the most widely dispersed animal in the park.
We see them a lot. You'll see full herds in Lamar Valley, which we've gotten stuck behind herds on the road several times, and it's always the coolest thing.
Yeah.
And there's not like a ton of cars up there, and so it's not like you're in a full-blown traffic jam. You're just waiting for the buffalo to cross the road.
Yeah,
which
that's true.
Makes it much more enjoyable, I think.
Oh, I love that you said just the buffalo cross the road. What do you call a buffalo who loves to tell jokes in Yellowstone? A bicentennial comedian.
Okay.
Little known fact, did you know that the buffalo wasn't the first name for the buffalo? Nope. They actually settled on the name buffalo because nobody could say Burlilo with a straight face.
Burlilo?
Yeah, because the buffalo are so buff. Another word to describe that would be burly.
Okay.
Buffalo or...
both of those were terrible. No choice.
No choice? No winner?
No.
Oh, darn. I will say ChatGPT really celebrating the centennial of Yellowstone. Terrible. So if there's a joke with centennial in it, that was ChatGPT. Like half the jokes that it kept making was like, centennial. I was like, what? Just stop.
Nice.
But I love the buffalo. They're so big. And one thing that I will mention... like, if you are stuck in a buffalo jam, roll down your windows to listen to the noises the buffalo make, because it's so different from, like, what you'd probably be expecting. Like, they don't sound like cows at all.
Did we expect them to sound like cows?
I don't know if...
I feel like they sound exactly like they look, like, just really gruff. They growl a little bit.
Gruffalo.
Okay, you'll also see them in Hayden Valley. We've had really good luck seeing them. Like when we're driving to Mud Volcano, we almost always see them and or get stuck in a buffalo jam or a traffic jam there.
Well, the coolest part about seeing the buffalo and the Hayden Valley, though, is a lot of times you'll see like a herd crossing the river.
Yeah.
And that is a really cool scene.
Yeah. Again, we talked about along the Madison River from west to Madison. A lot of times you'll just see like one or two. But everybody stops and they stop in the middle of the road and don't move. You can sit in traffic forever. We know people who had to sit in traffic kind of in that area for like 3 to 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And we personally have had to sit in it for about an hour, hour and a half. But man, oh man, like that's like the least fun way to see a buffalo, I feel like. you will see them around the geyser basins. They do hang out like Midway Geyser Basin down by Grand Prismatic, stuff like that. A lot of times you'll see them down in there. Fountain Flat Drive is another option that's kind of down there in the geyser basins that almost always has quite a few buffalo. Yeah. So those are kind of our favorite places to go to see buffalo.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Let's go to probably my favorite thing to see. Maybe we should save this one for last.
Can just I guess kidding. What it is?
Yeah.
Wolves?
Wolves.
Yeah, wolves are so cool.
I love seeing wolves in Yellowstone. It is one of the coolest experiences ever.
Yeah.
So
they're pretty epic.
To see wolves, again, you're going to have the best luck in the Lamar Valley. There mm-hmm. are a couple of packs up there. There's one pack often near Slough Creek, mm-hmm. that campground area right in there. So that's a good spot to go. We've seen them kind of by the Yellowstone Institute building too.
Yeah, that we've seen them from like really far across the valley, but you've also seen like some lone wolves that kind of just go off on their own and circle back by the Yellowstone Institute itself.
Yeah, because the pack cool. is often nearby, but it's so cool. Like, there's nothing I get more excited about than yeah. seeing wolves.
What's amazing is watching them cruise. Like, they are always moving, man. Yeah. It's awesome.
There are wolves in the Hayden Valley as well. We've never seen them.
Never seen one there.
But they are there. If you have better luck than us, maybe you've seen them or will see them. But we always just go to the Lamar Valley. And what a lot of people don't know is it's actually even better to go in the winter.
Right.
Up to the Lamar Valley to see the wolves.
Yeah.
So.
It's true because everything is covered in white, and so you can see their colors and their movement. It's a lot easier to see that. Hey, Ash, what do wolves have with their cereal every morning? Milk.
Milk?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Milk? Milk?
Well, yeah, but what's milk? What does that have to do with wolves?
They are carnivores. They eat elk, but they have milk.
Oh, elk.
Yeah.
You milk. Gotta say that. I was like, I had a friend growing up who called milk, milk. So.
Do you remember the name of that guy?
I can't remember. Yeah.
If you go into YouTube and you type in like mulk, M-U-L-K.
You can never say milk.
Or M-E-L-K. Is a whole skit that's super funny. That's why I thought you would get it for sure.
No, I didn't get it. I'm milk. Sorry. That's okay. Hey,
pour me a glass of milk. No, you know. Oh, man. Hey, Ash, why don't wolves like playing poker in Yellowstone? Because there are too many cheetahs.
There are no cheetahs in Yellowstone, but I probably like that one better.
You like that one better than the milk?
Yeah.
Crap.
Sorry.
All right. So it looks like ChatGPT and I are tied. 1 point for me, 1 point for ChatGPT, and then
they were both too terrible to give a point.
One
to.
No contest. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that's wolves. Grizzly bears.
Oh.
Where are our favorite places to see grizzly bears?
Oh, man. I'll leave Lamar Valley off of this list, but
no, you can't leave. Lamar Valley always makes the list. Okay?
Yes.
Lamar Valley, you can see grizzly bears and wolves sometimes at the same time.
Every
and
animal.
And I feel like that needs to be said.
Every animal. It's true. You can't discount Lamar Valley. I was just thinking to just not keep giving the same answer. We have seen bears on the upper loop on the west side coming from Norris.
Norris up to Mammoth, a lot of times we'll see them up there.
Yeah, that part of the upper loop, the left side of the upper part of the loop is where we've seen some, where they'll dig for roots in some of these smaller little valley meadow areas.
Yeah, you'll see them from Mammoth to Lamar Valley too. I think another notable place, because they actually, like, you can't even camp at Fishing Bridge if you don't have a hard-sided trailer.
Right.
Because of the grizzly bears. That east, like from Fishing Bridge out towards the east entrance and Cody, Avalanche Peak, Storm Point, all of that.
The southeast side of the park.
Just, you're in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Out the east entrance, in between the upper and lower loops.
Yes.
If you go out that direction, there are a lot of grizzly bears out there, which is why they have so many closures and stuff. So,
isn't that crazy? It's kind of uncomfortable sometimes to realize you actually... We, a lot of times, don't even worry about it because we have a travel trailer, but if someone told me, I'm sorry, you can't camp here because...
a grizzly bear could rip your tent open.
Exactly.
And eat you while you sleep.
The only barrier between you and the bear is a little thin piece of nylon. You need at least something a little harder and thicker.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I've lived and worked in a lot of places with bears. So I'm more used to being around bears. And I know like most of the time they really don't care that you're there. And so I love seeing bears mm-hmm. when we're out doing stuff. I think that's really exciting. I know it can be terrifying for a lot of people.
Yeah.
In which case, don't go out the east side. Just kidding. Yes. You'll see them everywhere. Again, there's not like one place that they're always at. They roam the park. They're all over. Same with black bears. You'll see them anywhere as you're out exploring. Don't let the fear stop you mm-hmm. from getting out and hitting the trail and seeing the stuff. Just make sure you know what to do if you see a bear. Make sure you have bear spray. We have articles about this on Dirt in My Shoes.
Right.
So you can look that up. But yeah, I mean, just take the proper precautions. Don't go hiking by yourself. All of that. Make noise.
Yep. Always be talking.
Yeah.
Because the human voice has just this amazing effect on wildlife, especially the ones that you don't necessarily want to see up super close, where they hear the human voice and they'll just take off. And so that's a big deal. But you did beat me to the punch by mentioning black bears, because did you know that there are only two kinds of bears in Yellowstone? Those that like Neil Diamond and those that don't.
If you were a bear, you would be in the category that likes Neil Diamond.
Yes.
And which category would I be in?
You would be in the inspiration for that joke came from the movie What About Bob, where Bob is in meeting with his therapist and he says, "You were married, right?" And he's like, "Yeah, I got divorced. Do you want to talk about that?" And he says, he answers the therapist, "Yeah, there's only two types of women in this world, those that like Neil Diamond and those that don't. My wife loved him." He blames the divorce on Neil Diamond.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, by the way, why did the grizzly bear invite the black bear to his picnic in Yellowstone? Because he heard he had a very good appetite.
Well, you already gave away which one was you and which one was ChatGPT, so.
Which one was funnier?
I'll go with yours.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm up ahead. I'm talking about
ChatGPT doesn't quote "What About Bob?"
That is true.
Elk, John, there's one place.
Oh,
where you really need to go if you want to see elk.
And it's
not the Lamar Valley.
It's not the Lamar Valley. That's what I was about to say. It's Mammoth.
Yeah.
Mammoth, the Mammoth Hot Springs area is just a hotbed for elk.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Especially in the fall, they mm-hmm. will just hang around there and they're bugling and just hanging out on the lawn, and oh my gosh, it's the coolest.
They're huge, especially the big males when they finally come in. You'll see, I feel like throughout the year, more than the males, you'll see the females and their children in the...
children.
Yes. Yes. You'll see the little ones. Like, whatever.
Yeah. What, you'll see the babies.
The babies.
The calves.
But what should I have called them instead of their children?
I think they're calves, aren't they?
Calves. Yeah, that's probably true.
Okay. I don't know why I can't think. It's true. If you want to see the bull elk mammoth in the fall.
Yeah, they're huge.
They'll hang out right there.
And yeah. You did mention their bugling. It's just awesome. It's so good.
Is there a better sound out in nature than an elk bugling?
It's so
cool. Haunting.
It can be. What do you call a group of elk that start an a cappella group? The Chantlers.
That's so bad.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what do you call an elk who loves to dance? Hoof loose and fancy free.
You guys, I'm having a really hard time voting on these. I wish other people could weigh in.
Which one's the winner?
I'm stuck in a room with John with these awful jokes.
Chantlers or hoof loose and fancy free?
We'll go with the second.
Dang it. We're tied again. That was ChatGPT.
Oh my gosh.
But one year when we were up there during the fall, we were camping in the Mammoth campground and there was this giant bull elk that was bugling right outside of our trailer. It was so cool.
Yeah, we'll see elk sometimes. You'll see them along the Madison River. You will see them. Like, we've seen them down by, like, when we're hiking the Grand Prismatic Overlook Trail down by, like, the Fairy Falls trailhead.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen elk down there quite a few times.
Right.
We have seen them in the Hayden Valley before. Not very often, but sometimes.
Right.
So there's some other places, but really Mammoth is the place to go if you want to see elk.
Yeah.
Okay. Bighorn sheep.
Ooh, this is a fun one. I feel like the only place that you can really see these is in the higher elevations of the park.
They like the rocky areas.
Yeah. Yeah,
we've seen them in Lamar Valley. Just kind of higher, higher up in the cliffs or the mountains.
Kind of in the Tower Falls area too.
Yeah, we've seen them on the way to Gardner from Mammoth Stretch too. We see them there pretty often. So bighorn sheep, we're getting into the animals that are a little bit harder to see at this point, but they're still out there.
Yeah.
Just go to the Lamar Valley.
They're so cool. But how do bighorn sheep get to the hospital?
I don't know.
The rambulance.
Okay.
Why are bighorn sheep so special? Each one is unique.
Ewes and rams. Yep. Let's go with the rambulance.
Yes. That was me, baby.
Nice. A lot of people ask about moose in Yellowstone.
Yeah.
There aren't any. Go to Grand Teton.
That's always my favorite answer that we give for moose.
Just kidding. There are some moose, but very rarely will you see them. They're kind of more in the...
They're closer to Grand Teton.
They are. It's pretty rare to see a moose in Yellowstone, but you will see moose everywhere in Grand Teton if you know where to go. So
yeah,
that is where you want to go if you want to see moose. Do you have any moose jokes?
Yes,
I have. Even though there's none in Yellowstone.
I only came up with a single one. Did you know that there is a famous dessert named after the moose in Yellowstone? It's the Amuse Bouche.
Okay, but if you don't have a ChatGPT joke, I'm not just going to give you the point for a terrible joke.
Okay, darn it.
What about birds? Some of the birds like bald eagles, people like bald eagles, trumpeter swans, herons, great blue herons. We've seen those. Where do we usually go?
That would be on kind of the east side of the park, kind of following the river from Hayden Yellowstone
Valley.
Lake.
Yeah, it's Hayden Valley. So we see a lot of birds. That Hayden Valley area, the bald eagles, they'll hang around the rivers, pretty much any river.
Yeah.
You can see those. But we usually see the trumpeter swans, like kind of by like the Lahardy's Rapids picnic area and stuff like that. But a lot of times in Hayden Valley, that's where we have the best luck if you want to see some really cool birds.
Yeah. Those are really cool ones too. What's the trumpeter swan's favorite song?
I don't know.
Hotel California.
Why?
Because they're big fans of the Eagles. Who is the most famous trumpeter swan?
Oh, Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armswan.
Oh my gosh.
You were close.
I was. I couldn't turn it into a swan fast enough.
Yep. Both of those were me, by the way.
Those were both really good. I think those are your best work.
Yes, so good. Little known fact, did you know that the trumpeter swans actually boycotted the original release of the movie Top Gun? Yeah, at the last minute, they made a casting change that took the trumpeter swan out of the movie, and it totally changed everything. Guess who they put in instead?
I don't know.
Goose.
So we just needed to get to the birds for you to have good jokes. I know. That's funny.
So 3 points for me because I stopped sharing ChatGPT jokes.
I liked those ones. Those were solid.
Yeah.
Solid work, John.
Thank you.
See, if they would have funny jokes like that on the Jungle Cruise, I would like it better.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the beginning of your jokes, your first jokes were very painful. So
that's true. The river there coming out of Yellowstone Lake going through Hayden Valley. What river is that? Is that the Yellowstone?
It's the Yellowstone River, yeah.
What did one thirsty trapper say to the other thirsty trapper?
I don't know.
Don't drink the Yellowstone.
That's terrible. Back to the bad jokes. There's one more animal that I want to talk about that we often see in Yellowstone.
Okay.
And it's the pronghorn.
Oh, I love the pronghorn.
I know.
They're so cool. They are the fastest animals in North America.
The fastest land animal. They also have the longest land migration in the continental U.S. They go from It's 150 miles each way between the upper Green River Basin in Wyoming and Grand Teton.
That's awesome.
That's how they travel. So you'll see a lot of pronghorn in Grand Teton. But if you're in Yellowstone, we typically see them in the Lamar Valley. They're often out there. That's one of the things that you'll see, you know, be like, what's that? Pronghorn. Mm-hmm. You can see their white butts.
Yep.
And
most people that don't know exactly what they are call them antelope.
Yeah.
But they're not actually antelope, or they're not deer either. They're pronghorn.
They have interesting striping. Like they have like a darker and a white coloration.
Mm-hmm.
And then both the males and females have little horns.
Yeah.
The females are smaller, but the males have some bigger, and they're kind of just straight. They're not like elk, you know, where they...
Yeah, and they're they black.
All point, yeah.
They're really interesting creatures.
So you'll see them and you'll be like, what is that? I probably, you know, if you've never seen one before, it's a pronghorn. But yeah, they can run close to 60 miles an hour. And what's interesting is that they are not faster than cheetahs, but they can run that distance. They can run at that speed much longer than a cheetah.
Mm-hmm.
So they can actually run 60 miles per hour for a long time.
Yes.
Versus a cheetah who's kind of just a sprinter.
Right. Which is why the cheetahs will ambush.
Yeah.
And the wolves will ambush and try to make things quick, because if it comes down to a battle of endurance, the pronghorn always win.
Yeah. So pronghorn are pretty cool, and you will see them in the Lamar Valley while you're driving around Yellowstone.
We've seen them also kind of in some of the more dry sections of the park. So between, as you drive to Mammoth from Norris, you'll eventually get to some areas where it looks drier and there's less trees, and we've seen them up there as well. They kind of hang out in some groups, and so sometimes the males will walk around by themselves, but you'll see large groups of ladies walking around.
Yep.
Did you know that the pronghorn were in the Lord of the Rings movies?
No.
Yeah. There was at least one of them in all three. I can't believe you...
This is not ChatGPT.
I can't believe you missed it. It's Pronghorn, son of Arathorn. They even nicknamed him Strider because he's so fast.
Oh my gosh. Instead of Aragorn, son of Arathorn.
Yeah. Pronghorn, son of Arathorn.
The little known brother.
Yes, exactly. They don't talk about him much.
Oh my gosh. So those are our favorite animals to see. What a journey, John, with all your terrible jokes.
Terrible.
Your bird ones were my favorite.
Yes.
As a reminder, the best times to see wildlife is earlier in the morning or later in the evening. You'll have a much better shot at seeing something if you're out during those hours. If you go in May, you'll see babies.
Yes.
So fun.
I love seeing especially the buffalo babies because they're the buffalo calves. Yeah. Like we're calling the children. The buffalo calves, they stand out so well because they're a totally different color than the moms. And so it's really cute to see those guys just wandering around. And as they get bigger, they're so cool.
Yeah. And then if you go in September, October, that's the elk rut.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll just
buffalo rut as well.
Yeah. But the elk are cooler at that point in time.
Yeah.
The buffalo are just scary. Just like hitting into things and rubbing up on things.
Yes.
The elk actually make a cool noise. So yeah. And then winter for wolves. So those are our favorite times to be there. And those are our favorite things to see in Yellowstone. For your task this week, head to the Dirt in My Shoes Instagram or Facebook page and tell us about a wildlife encounter that you have had if you've been to Yellowstone. We want to hear all the stories.
Oh, man.
The coolest animals you've seen in Yellowstone, where you've seen them, anything you want to tell us. We would love to hear your experience. And I'm sure other people who've not been to Yellowstone would love to hear your experiences as well. Head over to those pages and let us know.
And we would love it if you would also give the Exploring the National Parks podcast a 5-star review. And you feel free to review any of my jokes that I shared today as well. Don't base the 5 stars on the jokes themselves. Pretty please. And don't forget to get some dirt in your shoes.